though, Phil. You had to be there. I mean, you just have to be there, man.
I think you should report yourself to Brody Phil, KC's on this radio.
Hey, this is Captain Carl, Phil. No, that wasn't Captain Carl who said I ought to shoot myself. Happened while we were making love that kind of, you know, I mean, I'm 19 years old. I'm kind of real big, you know. I'm a big guy. And she was like, she was so small, you know. And she wasn't a real experienced young girl. And you just, you know, you just have to understand a few things about the situation. I don't think she wasn't a virgin, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that she's a virgin in any way, shape, or form. She wasn't. But she wasn't, you know, she was just a little girl, you know, wanting to have some fun that day, you know. Her daddy was probably in the army somewhere, and her mom was probably working at some menial job, and it was, you know, she just wanted, I think she went to Catholic school there in Saigon, she told me. And, you know, you gotta be better than that, man. You gotta be better than that. I mean, it's just sort of, it'll be the same here in America. You're 19 years old. And you take advantage of some 14-15-year-old girl that just finds you attractive and she just wants to have a day of fun, you know? But then she wants, you know, she has her sexual needs too that she needs to explore when she gets married and mature. And then some asshole like me comes along and exploits it, you know? And that's no good, man. You gotta be better than that, you know? I feel like I am a better person than that now. But it's just when you look back on that, you just think about that day. And then some army guys said something really stupid to me in the swimming pool when we were there. They said something to me that said, you're robbing the cradle, right? And I was out there. We were having a really good time in the swimming pool, you know, just fooling around like kids do sort of. But you could tell she was really young, you know. I think back on that, and, you know, I never did see her again after that. Never did see that girl after that again. I know my landlord kind of looked at me funny, too. I just felt like, you know, I knew I was doing something wrong. I should have never took her back to my apartment. That was my falling from grace, I guess you could call it. But she was the one that sort of, but you know, that's no excuse. Apparently she had had some experience as a young woman, but you know, when I think about that day and that moment, you just feel like you didn't do the right thing. Did I ruin somebody's life? I don't think so, really. And, do I have a little Johnny running around somewhere? Well, maybe. I don't know about that either. I was cheating on my girlfriend, too, you know. I had a real steady girlfriend at the time. And I tell you, Phil, sometimes you just fall from grace, buddy. You just can't seem to do the right. Spike Lee says, do the right thing. Now that I shared that with you, Phil, I'd like for you to open up and give testimony. F4TAT. What a be that explicit on the radio. N4TAT. I didn't want to go into some kind of explicit sexual description, Phil. I don't think that's, you know, appropriate perhaps for ham radio. It may very well be, and I don't think there's anything in the part that is other. But what it is, the guilt part was, like I said, I'm kind of the large size, okay? And here's this 14-year-old girl. When she saw how large I was, it kind of scared her, you know? It kind of scared her. But she, you know, she was reluctant. Let me just say she was reluctant. But I never did really have the climatic experience. I just kind of quit making love to her because I saw that it was, you know, it wasn't something she was enjoying. Because, you know, this is a little girl, man. You know, like 15 years old, real small girl. You know, man, these girls are, and got very experienced. And that's the guilty part. But I wouldn't use the word rape necessarily, but in a sense, you can say that I raped that little girl. I mean, anytime you have sex with somebody under the age of 17 in Georgia, it's rape. So I guess you could say, in the truest legal sense, that I raped that little girl. You know, I raped that little girl in Vietnam. I wonder how many other rapes there were in Vietnam, you know. But at that time, I said, I looked at her face, and I'll never forget the way her face was. And she wasn't crying or really upset. She was just kind of, you know, she wasn't used to anything like that, you know. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And I just got up, put my clothes on, and just, you know, told her. And she just, you know, she just left, and I never did see her again. But no, I didn't burn her with sugar. What's wrong with you? Strangled her and burned her with cigarettes. Man, what in the world is wrong with you? You must be one sick individual, man. But yeah, I was 19. She was about 16, probably. Very beautiful girl, though. Very. Just incredible. When she came out of that bathhouse with that bikini on, I'll tell you what. And then she wanted to come back, because apparently she knew somebody or something. I couldn't want to talk to her. I think she had a boyfriend, or a GI that was a boyfriend or something. He must have been out of town or something. But I don't know what it's about, Phil, but that's a great... Well, looking back on that, I'm very ashamed of that. Very much ashamed of it. And, it's something I've learned to. It's given me a different perspective on having sex with women. I'm the incredible generator. And from that day on, it was my idea of sex with women was just totally transformed, in a sense. And I'm grateful for that. I just shame, you know, when you think about that, the famous philosopher, this is in 14th, I'll just close this discussion up with the famous French philosopher, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And he had he said checkmate, it was check for morality. Because he had this great desire to be spanked. He had to be spanked. But he only acted upon it one time. And it was as he was going through puberty, he loved morning. He went off to school and his mother died at birth. And his father sent him off to school. And the school mom would spank him. He was a kind of a very mischievous boy, actually. But Jean-Jacques was that right at puberty, he got to where he liked to be spanked. But the school mom figured it out, and she quit spanking him.
But after that, it was always something he desired, was to be spayed. But his shame kept him from acting upon those desires. It was a check, sort of. It was a check valve, like a social diode, perhaps. A social diode. So, for me, it's the same. That experience, which only happened once, there's a learning thing for me. You know, that having sex with girls that, you know, in that fashion, not necessarily young girls, but any man that doesn't want it, there's kind of apprehensive or at ease, or you can't put them at ease or something. You need to, you know, think about it. You know, in me, there's always a better way, or more ways of life to accomplish, you know, what your goals are. And your goal, ultimate goal, of course, is an enjoy sex. Right? That's your goal, is to enjoy sex, Phil. And you got to figure out how to do that. And there is taboo. There is things that, you know, you have to understand that are not acceptable. And at that point in time, that's what I learned. It's probably, you're probably right, it's probably not as straightforward as I think it is. But the simple fact of the matter is, there has to be a checkpoint, as a place that you're going to get stopped here, you know? And that's what I mean with that matter. Who shows I grew? I grew emotionally, sexually, better now through that shameful event. And then I was hoping for a late night DOR, which is MKTAC. I was hoping that you would share with me an event in your life of great shame, so I could better understand your attention to MKTAC. You got dry end, man. You should be able to dry end on it. Propagation makes them change, Doctor. It's kind of odd how we were roller coasting, but now it's no longer bootable for someone from Chicago. M4TAC. Are there any other amateurs on board that would like to share their moments of great shame?
I recommend Brian Crow, over.
Your Brian Crow? What is that moment at the bathhouse? Is that what we're talking about?